This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by The Capital Grill. I like it better when we can hear it. It's good.
True.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Here we go.
And now your host,
yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody.
A man who clearly needs some kind of TriCaster training.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm the most experienced live streaming producer in all of Nevada. Meanwhile, welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here in the Vegas Video Network. Thank you so much for that. And by the way, congratulations. Because you are watching or listening to the longest-running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from Vegas, which means that we're not only going to talk about what it's like to live here. Nope. We're going to tell you about our adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places here in the big valley, I guess they call it now.
Right.
And hey, if you're a visitor or a tourist, maybe you're thinking about moving to Las Vegas.
That was me once.
This show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. Hey, we're live every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Pacific time at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. We're also streaming at Facebook right now as well, just to have a little fun and kind of show off a little bit because I can do that. And just like our good friend Christina Aguilera says, come on over.
Yeah, why not?
Come on over, baby. Get yourself in the live chat. Super cool people hanging out there. And if you're in the live chat, you get to be a part of the big shoot. That's right. You get to talk to us and ask your questions, and we put you in the show. And we got people from all over the big country. Wayne, where are they from?
Oh, it's like romper room. I see Las Vegas, and I see Henderson. I see Oklahoma, and I see Washington. Put that down, Arizona, because Indiana is right behind you. And then there's New Hampshire and Florida, Oregon and California, Mississippi. Two S's, two I's, P in the middle. Texas, Wisconsin, the United Kingdom.
Boom, an international place.
A whole kingdom.
We got them all.
Like, that's better than a fiefdom.
It's much better than a fiefdom.
And then, of course, Canada.
That's right. Pretty fantastic. And by the way, if you do come in, you get to watch us do a little bit of pre-show. And the best part is the post-show where we take off our clothes and tell you what we really, really mean. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I am the founder of the Vegas Video Network. So first, on behalf of the network, thanks for watching on all the shows. And of course, thanks for watching our little broadcast as well. And joining me, of course, is Pimpin' Wayne. What's happening, Pimpin' Wayne?
What's up? A little of this in. A little of that. For the nostalgic
boy,
folks.
We know what that's all about. Hey, what's the over under?
Oh man, you know, this is the longest running podcast originating from Las Vegas.
Over 10 years.
Now, that's right. You mean that, of course, over the length of a calendar, not necessarily the show, because sometimes the shows, you know, can be a little long running. So that's why it's always hard. It's hard to gauge this.
We once did a 3.5 hour show. My liver really took a beating in that show.
Yeah. It's all right. You know, pretty soon that the people above you on the transplant list, I'm working on taking care of them for you.
I know. Over under, Wayne.
Hey, let's go 78.
Yeah, so way lower than that because I have about a 5:30 call for a show tomorrow. So we're gonna get out of here in about 5 minutes if all goes.
Oh, we're going back to 3444, are we?
It was 5666. I was thinking about not even doing the show, but I actually kind of felt guilty because people are like, "Oh, you're doing the show, right?" I'm like, "Oh, I'll do the show. I love you people so much."
Right.
So we're doing the show, and let's do the show.
Okay. Here we are doing the show. Yes, we are. Lots of prep went into this here show. Still no video. There we go.
All right, we're going to be doing a Pick Your Poison version 6, ladies and gentlemen.
6. Is there a point no, or is it just 6 at this point?
We're just doing
There's
six.
Milestones. Just, right. There's no half versions.
And would you like to explain how this game works?
Absolutely. So the format, what's so beautiful about it is its simplicity.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? There's a wheel here.
Right.
On this wheel, there are all sorts of topics. So I'll just go ahead. We'll give this a little sample. And let's say it stops right there on... thrill ride.
Thrill rides.
So what happens is Scott, from his middle-aged Buick driving, McMansion owning ivory tower of the CEO, founder, and office of the chief executive, will tell you what the 1% crowd here in the Las Vegas Valley, the Shel Nadelsons, the Steve Wynns, the Jim Murrins, what those types of people would find to be their best favorite thrill ride. On the other hand, bringing him back down to reality for the rest of us, the people that just, we want to make Las Vegas great again. I will be the voice of reason, the voice of those people, and ultimately give the correct answers.
Right. Okay, so half of that was a lie. The part where, actually all of it, the part where you were talking. Okay, let's begin. We're going to do 3 this week.
All right.
You may spin.
And no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, no whammies. And stop.
We've got Irish pub.
Okay.
Irish pub. Irish pub. You may go.
You know, there's a lot that goes into an Irish pub.
Oh, I don't disagree.
There are, of course, the beer selection, the import selection, the food. And I think it's important to not just have that bougie, oh, I'm an Irish pub, I'm only going to serve Irish pub type things. I think it's important to have a little something for everyone. So I would have to say that my favorite Irish pub, a little bit closer to home to me, a little bit in the Henderson area, for those of you enjoying America's, or I should, excuse me, for those of you enjoying Nevada's second largest city. Second largest. Take that,
What's
Reno.
What's the biggest largest?
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Hendertucky's number 2.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
So for those of you enjoying the sprawling metropolis that is Henderson, I enjoy a little Irish pub called Shakespeare's. So it's located conveniently eastern in St. Rose.
Yeah.
Someone like yourself who would have to utilize Nevada's freeway system can get there rather easily from up here in your McMansionville. And the nice thing about Shakespeare's trivia nights on Tuesday, I enjoy a little trivia. And they've got what you would expect in an Irish bar. I don't think it's an Irish bar the more I think about
shit,
it.
Holy shit, you suck!
But when listen. Irish, English, Ireland was part of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Right?
That was fantastic. So your selection... I don't even know how to say anything. Really. Yeah, I could really go to McDonald's and win this one. What's your favorite Irish pub? Well, he says something that's not actually an Irish pub. And you, Scott? McDonald's sounds really good. All right. But what was yours called again?
I like Shakespeare's.
Shakespeare's.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not Irish. He's actually English.
Well, it's
I'm
United
guessing
Kingdom.
That's probably
we
not
have
an
viewers
Irish
from
pub.
The United Kingdom.
I know
why are we
do.
Splitting hairs?
Only because we're asking for an Irish pub. Okay, that was fantastic, Wayne. Let's go ahead and put you out of your misery really quick on this one. There are several Irish pubs in Las Vegas, some attached to casinos, some not. There's one over right by, over on, what's that one called? McMillan's. It's pretty good. It's not the best. The best Irish pub here is an Irish pub that's built with bricks and mortar and bars from, not Henderson, Ireland. They actually moved brick, mortar, and bars from Ireland.
Well, that doesn't sound efficient.
And put it over. It's not efficient. It's fantastic. We're not looking for efficacy here, my friend. What we're looking for is authenticity, just like Shakespeare must be an Irish pub. So I'm speaking, of course, of a re-raw. Re-raw, which actually doesn't really sound Irish, but in fact it is. It's hanging out over at the Mandalay Place, so Mandalay Bay area. Great food. This is the other thing that I thought was pretty funny about what you said. Irish pub is kind of bourgeois if it actually only serves Irish food. Oh my God, this is fantastic. You know, I like steak restaurants that don't actually serve steak. If you could just give me a steak restaurant that, you know, gives me a lot of salmon, maybe some bass. I like some trout would be fantastic. Mm. Or if you could give me a vegetarian steak restaurant, that would be fantastic. That's basically the Shakespeare of Irish restaurants. Anyways, Re-Raw is my selection. It's fantastic. Good food, good drinks, and a really cool atmosphere. All right, live chat, let's get you in there and tell us what you think. Do you like Re-Raw, or do you like, well, it could be McDonald's or Shakespeare or whatever you'd like. Live chat, please get on and tell us what you think. One for Re-Raw.
I mean, I guess I could have said Tilted Kilt, like if I wanted to really be.
That's not even fucking Irish.
I know, yeah.
Oh, we've got, look at that. The live chat's actually going off script.
Well, here's the thing. Vegas oui, yeah. I'm assuming that's French.
It is.
I took 7 years of it.
Oh, very good.
Je probably won't put
McMullen's
it
from side. McMullen's is good.
McMullen's is good. You know, that was the one I originally thought of. I actually have been there for when they used to show that's Wranglers good. Hockey games when we used to have a hockey team,
right.
Minor league.
Right.
And I've been there, and I just couldn't think of the name. The first name that came to mind was Shakespeare's.
Actually, McMullen's was the first place I saw that had a beer tap in the table.
Yeah.
That was the first time I saw that, and I thought, well, that's absolutely the best thing I've ever seen in a bar.
How do they bill by that? Is it like the water meter at home? Like I think that thing's running, and it's just, well, you got little dials that are spinning?
Well, there's two kinds. There's one, there's actually an Irish pub thing at, where is it? Is it? Monte Carlo, I forget, where it does that big tower of beer. Okay. But for that, I think, it's like a gas pump. There's a meter that actually shows how much beer you're serving yourself. I actually just take a black marker and mark that out and say, it's like going into parking, and when you come out, take another parking ticket. Yeah, I lost it, $10. I don't understand why this display doesn't work, sir. I guess it's only $5 of beer. Yes, but all the beer in the back is gone. It's a flaw. I don't know what's happening. Okay, so the winner is Re-Raw. Okay. La-da-dee.
I'd like to thank, though, Jimmy Tucci's in the live chat. Does say that Shakespeare's rocks. So, Jimmy, I appreciate the sympathy.
Is he talking about
comment.
The restaurant or his plays?
Doesn't matter, really. I don't think it does. Oh, I submit that it does not.
Well, you submit a McDonald's, basically. So fantastic. Okay, here we go.
Just because I think outside the box.
You weren't even in the same warehouse. A nature escape. A nature escape. La-da-dee. I'd try to escape from the restaurant selections from Wayne would be my suggestion. Would you like to go first again?
Yeah, let's rebound here a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Remember, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you come into Las Vegas, and there are certain things. A lot of people go out, they come in from out of town, they're like, oh, I want to go on a Grand Canyon tour. It's a hole in the ground. What are you doing?
You can see a hole in the ground anywhere.
So the first thing I do when people say they want to go to the Grand Canyon is I discourage that.
Hmm.
I'm not down.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I haven't. No.
Oh, you are so funny.
So
it's like saying, have you been to an Irish pub? No, but I've been to Shakespeare, and that's my Irish pub. Have you been to the Grand Canyon? No. Fantastic.
It doesn't matter. It's not in Las Vegas, so it's not even germane to this. I don't know why you're still talking about it.
Okay.
So, you know, you want something that kind of encapsulates the valley, something that you see and you're like, you think of Las Vegas. And so for me, that is the mountains that surround us, and specifically the Red Mountains, or should I say the Red Rock Conservation Area.
Yeah.
You can go up there, you can pay your $7, and you get a nice scenic drive on the loop, put the windows down, open the moonroof. When I had the Mustang convertible, put the top down, and just cruise through and just enjoy. They've remodeled the visitor center there. It's very nice, a little gift shop, little touristy areas where you can learn about some of the flora and the fauna, as they call it.
Oh, very nicely done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I went to college, so I'm glad at least some of that's paying off.
No one likes a braggart.
So, yeah, I think Red Rock, we got a casino named after it here in the valley. One of the valley's best.
That's good.
And so when you think of Las Vegas and you think of nature areas, you think of the Red Rock area.
Okay, that's good. And I understand your affinity for Red Rock. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I will actually even take your guidance when it comes to it needs to be around Las Vegas, relatively so. Because, you know, clearly you don't know what you're speaking about. The Grand Canyon is, quite frankly, breathtaking.
If you fall into it.
No, that's death-making.
That's right.
That was good. Breathtaking, death-making. Okay. And I like the Red Rock. And a lot of people are surprised that there are nature-y things. Valley of Fire, for example, comes to mind.
Danny's a fan.
Oh, yes, that's right. But here's the one. Here's the thing. The Red Rock is fantastic and it's lovely. But you already see it. See, I can be 10 miles away. I could be at the Red Rock Casino. Hell, I could be on the Strip if I'm up high enough and I can see the Red Rocks. And you know what? Up closer, you know what they are? Just bigger Red Rocks. There's not a huge difference there. So the magic, my friends, is Mount Charleston. Oh, what are you talking about? This Mount Charleston, a mere 45 minutes away.
Well,
guess what?
From your former house in Reno.
I didn't interrupt your horrible discussion about Red Rocks. Please extend me the same courtesy. The fascinating thing about Mount Charleston is that it is here. Within 45 minutes, you go from desertscape, xenoscape, if you will. Yeah, I didn't go to college, but I know big fucking words as well. And next thing you know, you're in pine trees. You don't need a car freshener in Mount Charleston. You just go up to Mount Charleston and you roll down the windows. Wait a minute, Scott. I guess if I want to do a little skiing or snowboarding, I probably have to go down to, you know, to Bear Valley in California. No, you don't. You can go 45 miles, and next thing you know, you're at the Lodge of Mount Charleston, drinking a hot toddy, looking at the snow, bundling up with your loved one. But you're a sports person. You want more in life, and you should. You're pretty fantastic. So you're going to go up just a bit more norther, maybe a little sledding. What does it cost to go sledding? Free. Gratis. No money at all. Just get on your sled and go. Get on your sled, Rad Rider, and go. Oh, I want a little bit more of a discipline play. Of course you do. You're a disciplined man. Skiing? A little snowboarding? Oh, we have that, too. Used to be called the Las Vegas Ski and Snow Resort. And the name could have been a little bit better. I think they may have changed it. But you've got skiing and snowing, skiing and sledding, and snowboarding at Mount Charleston. It is gorgeous. Oh, did you want to rent a little Airbnb? Oh, sure you do. It's so nice, as a matter of fact, that when we first moved here, we went up there for the first time, probably a couple months after we moved here, and we were fascinated by it so much so we thought, hey, maybe we can get us like a little vacation place here.
Tomahawk said no.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. Those are expensive. So couldn't do that. But if you just want to hang out into one of the most beautiful places, it's Mount Charleston.
You know, Scott, that would be a great answer if I wanted to die.
Why would you
see,
die?
If I'm not pulling a Sonny Bono on the Black Diamond slopes during my corporate ski retreat that you're allegedly a part of, then I have to be worried about getting too far off the beaten path. Why? Why is that? Oh, I don't know.
Because you can't maybe read it's a because fucking
gangs,
sign.
Maybe it's because gangs decide that Mount Charleston is such a great place for their marijuana grow operations.
Well, they should.
But you would know a lot about the sticky icky from your California background, well, wouldn't
you? A couple things
you
about
and
that.
Pedro just slaying back, skiing down the slopes, just having some doobies. Boy, that sounds like a blast. That also sounds
Nobody
like a recipe for disaster.
Nobody has ever said the reason why you shouldn't like Mount Charleston is because of doobies. Nobody. And the reason nobody has said it is because it's crazy. What happened to you, Wayne? I used to know a guy that was pretty, you know, level-headed and pretty smart guy, pretty nice guy. Now you're saying, oh, if you go up to Mount Charleston, there are marijuana gangs up there, and you're going to go off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. Right, so here's a couple of things. First of all, it's legal to smoke pot here. B, if you go off the beaten path, it's because you can't read a fucking sign. You shouldn't be on a triple black diamond if you can't fucking ski. So get off it. All right. You're crazy. Live chat, Red Rock, some Red Rocks, or the gorgeous and fantastic Mount Charleston. I await your answer.
Yeah. Let's see. Say hi to Pablo Escobar as he chops your fingers off.
Have you seen that show? Which on Netflix?
No.
Oh, that was pretty cool. Look at that. We got Mount Charleston, Red Rock, Mount Charleston, Mount Charleston. Uh-oh, I think somebody's in trouble. Red Rock. Oh, one, two, one, two, three. Ooh, it's close. Mount Charleston. This is a good one. But I'm afraid, again, it's Mount Charleston.
Bring your debit card. It's not cheap.
It's completely free if you just go. First of all, it's $17 to drive a fucking loop. $7 to drive a loop in a national park.
You're going to spend many more times that at Mount Charleston.
I'll spend $10 for a drink. $3 more and I get a drink. I'm in. All right.
Okay.
Spin. This is our last one. There we go. What do we got? Sandwiches. The best sandwich in Las Vegas. Would you like me to go first?
No, I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that isn't slanted in my slanted against me.
Sandwiches is slanted against you. Paranoid much, Mr. Trump? You should start tweeting now. That sandwiches is horrible bullshit. Loser, loser.
You know I love some Twitter.
Well, get on it. Are you going to go or no? Let me go first while you're struggling to come up with
I've got an answer.
All right, I've got an answer. That's good.
You know, there's no Carnegie Deli type
yet
thing when you think of Vegas. But so I'm going to go with the most quintessential.
You've seen those pastrami sandwiches that are stacked this high?
Yeah.
Do you like that idea?
I don't eat pastrami.
I never understood that. Yeah. Pastrami is pretty good though. You don't like pastrami?
No.
I have really worried about your future. Okay, please continue with your sandwich.
So here in Las Vegas, you know, there are certain places that are not only known valley-wide, but they're specific to the valley. They're homegrown. It's a local community type. We're not talking no chain restaurants.
No.
No Capital Grills over on and where I come from. So
hold on, I just want to make sure I rescind that invitation to you to go to Capital Grill with me.
Yeah.
Continue.
So one of the local chains here in town, I think a favorite not only of mine, but of many people, is Capriati's. Mm. And Capriati's is known for, you know, if nothing else, their signature sandwich, the sandwich of Las Vegas, in my opinion, is a little thing they call the Bobby. The Bobby is Thanksgiving all year round. It's, you know, the chance to bring the loved ones together and let everyone know how much you care. And extend those warm, warm feelings with turkey, stuffing, cranberry, all on a roll. It's just, it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I like that. So Capriati's is your selection.
The Bobby from Capriati's, because it's a sandwich, not a sandwich shop.
I meant the sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Oh, you meant sandwich shop?
Yes.
Well, now you're just changing the rules.
No.
So you have to pick a sandwich because I already picked the Bobby.
Is it going to be, it's Capriati's either way, right? Just say yes, for fuck's sake. Let's go. I'm trying to move this thing along.
Okay.
All right. Capriati's is your pick. Okay. So here's the play here in the Las Vegas. Are there many sandwich shops in Las Vegas? There are a number of them. Here's what surprises me, given your I'm among the men, I'm among the people. I figured, just like people thinking Outback is the best steak restaurant, I thought you'd probably say...
LVRJ readers can't be wrong.
I thought you'd say Subway is my pick, and so I'm very happy for you.
I got to say, though, that $6 steak and cheese I had it last week is delicious.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to lift you up. I'm trying to lift you up, and you just said, no, actually, Subway is a close two. Holy shit, man. You're killing me, Smalls.
Steak and cheese, $6.
Okay, no, stop it. Stop it. All right, so, yeah, Subway is good. Earl of Sandwich is another one that runs around here. Here's one. this just came to me. Capriati's would have been my pick had you not picked it. But you know what? You actually did. You saved me. You actually helped me remember a better one.
After you already admitted you conceded, basically.
Yeah, no. I'm just trying to make you feel good, given your 0-2 so far. So Capriati's is good. Good sandwiches. I like their Italian sub. But you know who makes a better Italian sub? And by the way, the measure of a great sandwich is, of course, the Italian sub. It's the measure of all. Mm. The answer, of course, is Firehouse Sandwiches. Owned and operated. See, what's funny is that you're like, oh, fuck, that's a pretty good sandwich.
It is. I don't get the Italian there. I get the...
it's good, huh?
I get the meatball, but more so the... I forget what it's called. The hook and ladder, maybe, or something. Just turkey and cheese.
Yeah. Yep. The thing with Capriati's is it is actually chain-like here. Firehouse has got a number of those things here. Capriati's is much bigger here than Firehouse. But here's the thing about Firehouse. Got a good vibe, you know. It's firemen doing good stuff. So that's fantastic. B, making it's money. Got the best soda machine ever. It's one of those big soda machines where you get to go. Oh, I'll have a little bit of lemon with a Diet Coke.
And you mean the Coke Freestyle machine that even Burger King has now?
Easy, champion. It was the first place that I ever saw have that. And B, or C, Italian sub. Holy Christ. It'll make you cry. So Capriati is kind of the thing. Everybody kind of knows it. Firehouse,
there's reason.
I'm about ready to give you the inside scoop, people. Firehouse Subs is my pick. Okay, live chat, Capriati's or Firehouse Subs. Let us have it. Ding, ding, dong. Amazing soda machines. Yep, so already.
It's the same Coke Freestyle machine Firehouse. That's available
Holy
everywhere
shit.
Now.
Holy shit. Look at this. I'm happy. Capriati's cap. Uh-oh. We might be in trouble. Your buddy Scott may be in fire. Oh, it's a tie. No way. N-A. Come on. What the hell's N-A? I mean, I know what it means, but let's go. Okay, I think we're going to go. I think this might be the first tie ever. Oh, my God. We got I think we got a tie. It's like kissing your sister, isn't it?
At this point,
I prefer to win.
I'll take it.
Oh, although Firehouse is getting up there. Okay, we're going to go with a tie with the Firehouse and Capriati's.
Remember, like I told you, it's all about how you finish.
Yeah, you finish with a tie. So you're 0-2-1. Way to go. You're like the Rams. You must be very proud.
At least I'm number one in something.
And to support that, I say to you, give me this next question, by the way, you're going to be able to be very helpful in. Let's go and do that right now, shall we? Axl Rose is my bitch. All right. Welcome to Listener Email.
Oh.
This is brought to you by the good people at Capital Grill. which you will never be able to go to now, given your hate and disdain for all things fantastic. But it's the best steaks, best bartenders, best servers. They're real waiters. Not that I want to be an actor waiter. Mm-hmm. The location is fantastic over at the Fashion Show, third floor across from Wynn. Great view of the Strip. Been there the last three New Year's Eves. So whether you're a local or a tourist, listen, treat yourself to an amazing dinner. Go to Capital Grill. Okay, here's
tell
our question.
Scott sent you.
Pardon? Please tell him, Scott. That was good. Mm-hmm. Attaboy. Look at you.
Yeah.
The way this works is if I get a question from a guy, then I read it. If it's a question from a woman, then, oh, goodness, Wayne reads it. But guess what? Since you did so poorly in the last segment, I want you to have a bit more positive airtime. And this question, I think, is actually in your bailiwick.
Great.
So here you go.
At this point, I'll take your charity.
Thank you.
This is from John, and John writes, hi, Scott and Pimpin' Wayne. I'm going to be in Vegas this year for a bachelor party on Super Bowl weekend.
Woo-hoo.
We made reservations at Pub 1842 and Tap. Mm. Any opinions on which place is better in terms of food and sports watching? The minimum charge is about $250 per person.
Stop.
For them.
Does that sound like a lot to you?
Not for the Strip.
What the fuck? When I read that, when I read it and talked about Super Bowl,
Whoa. Let's stop ourselves.
The big game.
The big game.
Yeah. Fuck them. Sue me. I'll take that PR. Little podcaster Scott Whitney gets sued by the big bad NFL. Yeah. I bet you my viewership goes up just a hair after that. Yeah. $250. What the fuck? That seems like a lot of money to me. When I first read that, I thought he was talking about sportsbook. But then I read it again. I'm like, oh, shit. He just wants to eat and watch a game.
Oh, yeah.
And he's $250.
No, I'll tell you why I believe that. Because Legacy Stadium, just on a regular NFL Sunday.
Keep going.
Oh, okay. Keep going. $250 per person for them, which is fine. Really, I'm not sure why you're not reading this at $250 per person. That seems right up Scott Whitney alley.
That's not going to happen with this guy.
You can valet park your Buick. And,
no.
Any other ideas?
For $250, they should valet park my Buick. They should wash it and put new tires on it. Fuck that.
We'd rather have good pub food over generic pub food. We're also looking into a reservation at Legacy Stadium, but we hear the minimum is $400 each.
What is this?
A bit over the amount we wanted to spend.
Just a hair outside.
Thanks, John, from the Nick, the NYC.
Thank you, John. John is a previous Adam winner, by the way.
Good for John.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He works over at he works for one of the major broadcast places over at New York City.
Oh.
Pretty cool, huh?
Definitely
nice
cool guy.
We had girl drinks. We were parasol down.
Oh, that's at
Wynn.
Yeah.
Or Wynn. It's actually not called The Wynn, although everybody says it's The Wynn.
Again, I wouldn't know.
It's called
I'm down
Wynn,
the street.
Las Vegas. Hmm. All right. So let's analyze
you
this question.
You and Steve say hi to each other?
You notice that he has a place called SW Steakhouse. That ain't Steve Wynn, folks. That's Scott Whitney.
Mm-hmm. So, John, let me give you some background because I can speak from experience here. I have seen several Super Bowls on the Strip. Or in general, several more if you consider all of Las Vegas Boulevard. So I have, in my younger days, been in sports books. Back when the Quad used to be a little place called the Imperial Palace.
Oh, I remember that.
I've been there. I've been at the Flamingo for Super Bowl weekend.
Sure.
The big game party.
Oh, sure.
And then I moved here, and I realized, you know, what am I doing? Let's get smart about this, Wayne. So for the last several years, my personal favorite viewing space is the South Point. And the reason I say that is because it's a local gem kind of deal. It's completely free to get into. They take their whole conference area on the second floor, ballrooms down the left and right side, and they just put giant screens, projector screens, LED screens inside these ballrooms. They have everything you need: the bar, the food, the sports book, and ultimately, of course, the big game.
Right.
They bring in, they do radio remotes, they have prize giveaways, those sorts of things. It's non-smoking. If I don't know if smoking is important to you or not, John, but there comes a point when you don't want to, you know, suck down the 70-year-old cigar next to you. So I enjoy the non-smoking aspect as a non-cigarette smoker. And it's just, it's affordable. A hot dog, $2. You want a soda, $2. You want a bucket of beer, I think it's $15 or $20, get you five.
Wow, that's pretty good. Right?
So for me, if you're a local, you don't want to deal with the traffic, you know, and getting in and out of those types of areas. I recommend the South Point.
Okay.
Now, John, you're looking for the Strip.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
That email just for a second. So first of all, I dig that you played it on the, you know, reasonably priced good stuff. But he said...
He wants to drop some coin.
No. What he said was... We'd rather have good pub food
right,
over generic pub food.
So I'm not going to lie to you.
$2 hot dog at generic. South Point.
Absolutely generic. Shit. It's pizza, it's nachos, it's hot dog, it's popcorn. It's as generic as you're going to find.
He's from New York City, man. We can't be messing around with this guy.
Right. So as far as the Strip goes, I have not been to pub or the other one.
I've been to both.
He recommended. So I'll let you talk about the specificity of those.
Yep.
I would say $2.50. Honestly, expensive.
Jesus.
But when you start looking up and down the Strip, that's actually probably not a bad price.
I had no idea it was that expensive.
Legacy Stadium, what I was getting at. So he said they wanted $400 just for an NFL weekend. It's $150
just to walk in.
Just to
like
get a table.
Week 8.
Yeah.
It's $150.
Yep.
For how many people? Per person?
No, I think it's per like table.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on there? Okay. Well, so here's the thing about Legacy Stadium.
People love the food.
Well, so, really?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. So it's arguably, that's interesting. Well, you would think it would be given who it's named after. So Legacy Stadium is arguably the coolest place to watch a game.
If you're in the right area, there's some areas that they could put you in.
Off the side. Yep, that's right. But if you're in the stadium part,
yes,
it's pretty fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't think, though, $400 is going to get him in the stadium part.
Really?
I think he's getting a booth with a crane neck view of the TV for $400.
So they don't have like a little TV? Well, you don't want to watch it on a little TV in the booth anyways. So Legacy Stadium, really, really neat place to sit and do the sports vibe, given the way it's shaped. It's pretty cool. $400, I think, is just fucking stupid. I think $250 is a little nutty. So I'm just going to talk about the food.
That's not a cost. Let's be specific.
What do you mean?
That's not the cost. That's the food and beverage minimum.
Yeah.
So, listen, you get some drinks. You get some appetizer. You're there for a four-hour game.
That's per person. I got four people. I'm $1,000 in. This is per person. I'm per person.
Okay.
I go to one of these two places. I'm $1,000 in.
You are, but let's specify. That's covering all your food and drink.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so let's think. Well, okay. Hold on. Let me think about this. So let's see. So Strip thing, call it $15 a drink.
You're there for 4 hours. Let's not forget.
So that's 10. Well, see, that's high. So
it's high. I'm just wanted, in the interest of full disclosure, it's going to cover your food and your drink.
Right. Okay. Yes. But how many people eat $250? Nobody. Just look at, hold on. I don't eat $250 at fucking Capital Grill. Two of us don't eat $250 at Capital Grill.
Well, it's because.
We don't.
You walk in, they say, Mr. Whitney.
I wish they did. And they really should. But
naturally.
They don't. So $250 a person is a fuckload of money. But I'm just gonna talk about his food thing. So I've eaten at both Taps over at the Aria, and it's a good pub. First of all, the ambience is good, the food is good. I've done it 1842 as well, which is over at MGM. And I prefer the ambiance of Tap. It's kind of a neater looking place. But I like the food better at 1842. Actually, the best nachos I've ever had in my life were at 1842. And when you think NFL, you got to think of Nacho. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to pick between the two, I'd probably lean towards 1842. The problem is it's a smaller place. They've got a bar, you know, a rectangular bar that you can sit basically all the way around and then some seating behind it or off to the side. But it's a smaller place than Tap. So I'm thinking it might be more difficult to get a place. But if it were me and food was the issue, I'd do 1842. If you want to do ambience and say, yeah, this is kind of a cool place, because it's at Aria. It's actually at the Crystal Mall, just where Crystal Mall and Aria connect. Then I would probably do that. Okay.
Let's do it. Because you're going to hit half of that just in alcohol.
15 times 10.
Let's say you have three drinks an hour.
Listen, 15 times 10 is mm-hmm. $150. You're not drinking 10 fucking drinks.
Over 4 hours?
You're not drinking 10 drinks.
Over 4 hours.
That's two drinks an hour plus. It's 2.25 drinks an hour. I don't drink that much. That's a lot of, and people think, oh, he drinks a lot. I don't drink 2.25 drinks an hour. 10 drinks in 4 hours, you can't drive.
Well, you're on the strip. I mean, you're at a party.
I'm just saying, that's a lot. 10 drinks is a lot of drinks in 4 hours. You are fucked up in 4 hours. Ten drinks, man.
But it's a party. It's a Super Bowl. This isn't like,
oh, so you mean you're
oh,
gonna
it's
get
Friday.
Up and
let's go down and see.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying when you get up and scream because your team scores, well, you burn off some of that alcohol. Yeah. Here's what I want you to do. When you get pulled over and say, hey, wait, no, officer. I jumped up 5 times.
Well, you're going to sober up by the time you get out of parking anywhere on the strip after the Super Bowl.
I'm just telling you, that's a lot of drinking. And you're still $100 light. So you got to spend another $100 on food. Listen, I'm trying to lose a couple pounds. If I ate $100 of food and $150 a drink, I'd be like Jabba the Hutt. He'd be like, what did I walk in
this
a green
Super Bowl,
bag?
Scott. This is what people do.
You're fucked.
Other people sit on friend's stairs and watch a 24-inch tube TV.
That's funny.
But
I'm not a Wookiee. You got a Monday Green Bay. Bitch, but I'm only 2-4.
Thank you very much. I just gave you the line.
All right.
Very good. Hey, real quick stories. Real fast there. Hey, by the way, if you want to send us an intro video, we would love for you to do that. All you have to do is send a video. And be sure to take your phone and put it in what direction, Wayne?
Landscape. L-A-N-D-S-C-A-P-E. It's not just your garden. It's your filming
phone.
Preference.
Boy, nicely done. That was very good. And then say something like, hey, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois. By the way, just a hint, parenthetically, don't say I'm Dave Smith from Effingham. I've received those videos. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm asking for. Use your real name.
Not funny.
And your real city. And so you say, hey, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois, and you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Then you can say something funny or pithy, talk about where you're from. I'm easy. I'm open. But again, remember, landscape is the most important thing. Okay. Hey, just a couple quick, real quick stories. First of all, Pops, he predicted it. I was going to talk a little bit about our new thing, Podworks Livestream Las Vegas.
Oh,
so Livestream Podworks. Podworks.
Do we have any English grammar majors in the house?
X with an X. X with an S is hard.
With an apostrophe.
Yeah,
it's a possessive X.
Yeah. Podworks. Ooh. It's Podworks.
Everybody has. Some people
have. Live stream Las Vegas. So we did our first big deal. We did a thing over at Cabaret Jazz over at Smith Center. I just wanted to show you the thing that I really wanted to do was be able to create something that was small and compact that would be easy to transport, keep my costs down, and that I could do multiple cameras by one person or maybe two people. We did basically 12 different shots. I'll show you the video next week. And it came out, it was just fantastic. But here's the entire rig. Everything we did fits in that right there.
You could almost fly Southwest for free. You got your two bags.
Right.
I just see, though, that third one, that's extra baggage charge. Sure, it's going to be $150.
Yeah, there's three tripods there, and then there's that thing in the little box is a very special thing that I built, and the thing in the big suitcase is all of our other stuff. Came out really well. Super happy with it. Want to thank a guy named Nick. Nick Nichols is a co-op member, and he's been helping me and kind of getting into this with me, and I really appreciate that that he's playing along. So, Nick, you're the man. Also, I'm doing a thing called Spec Mix 500 tomorrow. I did this last year. So Wayne makes fun of me because he thinks I'm one of the 1%. Let me just tell you something. After last year's Spec Mix 500, I almost decided to become a Mason.
Really? Just to learn the secrets?
No.
Just for the special license plate?
This is the World of Concrete, big conference over at the convention center. And this Spec Mix 500 is this competition for bricklayers, masons, and such. And it is one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen. It is 6-8 hours of live streaming of people building stuff, but they're the best in the world at doing this. And I've never seen a company do so well at pitching their job. And that's what this whole thing is. It's a live stream for 6 hours of, you know what? Making bricks is pretty, or, you know, building with bricks is pretty cool. Now, my cousin, I have an affinity for this concept because my cousin, his dad was a big insurance guy, State Farm or one of those guys. And my cousin, you know, started off just like his dad. I was going to be a State Farm guy. He hated it. He didn't like doing it. It wasn't his thing. He wanted to be a brick maker, a brick builder thing, whatever you call it, mason. And I'm sure that, you know, the family was a little worried out, but I can see how it gets in your blood. These people are salt of the earth, cool folks. So this is our setup for tomorrow. So tomorrow I'll be up at, you know, 5 a.m. getting my shit together so I can get out there at 7 so we can start our 8:45 live stream. And what you're seeing here is my custom built system. Not a TriCaster this time, fellas. Daddy built his own system. So you can see on the right side, that's my custom built system. On the left is a laptop that's monitoring the stream while we're doing it. So if you really want to see something fascinating, the real competition starts at 12:45. Look up Spec Mix Bricklayer 500 and follow the stream. It's completely fascinating. All right.
And will that be on the website?
It won't be on our website. It'll be on their website. Like I said, look up. So here's a tip. So they don't, I mean, they know this kind of, but I did this last year and I hosted on my website last year. So if you go to specmix.podworks.com, you'll see the stream. The graphics around it say 2015, but it's the same, or 2016, but you'll see the same stuff. But if you just type Spec Mix Bricklayer 500, you'll find the new site, their own site.
Quick question. So yep. after you know, so livestreamlv.com, I just have to know, inquiring minds, what is more expensive per month, your GoDaddy bill or your cell phone bill?
Oh man, that's a great question. That's such an interesting question. My GoDaddy bill in what regard? Domains?
Yeah.
That's a really good question, Wayne. It used to be, do you know how many domains I at one time, remember that game, Two Truths and a Lie? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was one of my things.
The party game or the icebreaker. Uh-huh.
Right. So you tell two truths and a lie and they try to guess which one's a lie. So one of my things was how many domains I owned. And at one time I owned over 400 domains. And it was... It's a little pricey. GoDaddy was like, would you like a black card?
They send you your username and password in a briefcase.
No, I don't want a fucking GoDaddy black card. I got to back off. I got to pump the brakes. So I actually backed off quite a bit. So the answer is my cell phone is about $135, whatever it is. But I still have a number of domains. So this, the live stream, or yeah, live stream LV is basically a piece of, it's a product from within the Podworks world. Okay. We're very excited about it though. We're really having a good time with it. Okay. Real quick live chat question. This is from Vegas Wee. He writes, actually, do you see it there?
I see you switching to his iPad.
Okay, here we go. Vegas Wee says, I have a moral quandary for you, Scott. My wife will be...
Because when I think of who to ask about morals, Scott Winnie's the first person to come to my head.
I am the most moral man you'll ever meet. I really am. I'm pretty fantastic. I have a moral quandary for you, Scott. My wife will be out of the... Now, he wrote state and went, country. My wife will be out of the country in a few months. Is it wrong to, quote, sneak to Vegas while she's in another country?
Absolutely not.
Oh, and never tell her.
Well, now that's a wrinkle, isn't it?
See, isn't that interesting? In law school, they do this. A man shoots another man. Is he guilty? Yes. But the man he shot was pointing a gun at him. Is he guilty? No. But the reason why he was pointing a gun is because the man threatened him. Is he guilty? You see what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Really cool. I love that part. That's what just happened here. Okay to go? Yeah. But you don't tell her. Wayne? Exactly.
You know, Vegas, we, as the French would say,
whoops.
No.
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 You can't be fucking around with that. What are you doing?
No. Because here's what's going to inevitably happen. You're going to have either a joint bank account where she sees a withdrawal or a debit or a credit card.
Maybe.
You're going to leave an ATM receipt and a pair of jeans that she puts in the washer for you.
Yeah.
You're going to
get arrested.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Have some sort of memento, keepsake. Something is going to go wrong there where inevitably she will find out.
Yep.
And then the bigger issue is, why didn't you feel you could tell me?
Yeah, exactly. So look, there's no upside to the whole bullshit lie. Cause okay, let's say you get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas Wee, he's a clever fucker. Oh, he's sure. Clever.
Wee.
He's probably CIA clever. 5 years later. They're sitting around having a couple of drinks. Maybe it's the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about Cirque. Mm. Oh, yeah, Cirque du Soleil's in town. Oh, that's bad. Oh, man, I saw Love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, huh? What do you mean you saw?
Or the reverse. Hey, hon, you want to go see Love? Nah, it's not that good.
I've already seen. Exactly.
I mean,
I've heard.
Reviews. Right. I went on IMDb. Right.
My friend went. He told me it was shit. I don't like the Beatles. You're fucked.
You are.
You zigged when you should have zagged.
Here's what you do.
I already have my ears.
Oh, okay.
No, I want to hear yours. This is good.
My is when she's gone.
Come a little closer.
A little,
I'll make sure you're in the show.
Okay. You just, when she's gone, you get up and you go. And then when she calls you that night, you say, you know what, hon, I was bored. You know, you asked me to paint that side of the house. And so I touched it up. And that faucet was dripping a little bit. So I went to Home Depot and I got the new little cap that goes on the end. And then I was just sitting around and I got bored and I was missing you and I just needed something to take my mind off of things.
Like strippers.
And so, you know, I just was looking around and I saw that there was a last minute Southwest flight for $79.
$49.
And so I just thought, oh, you know what? I'm just going to take 2 or 3 days. She's gone already. She won't miss me. And so I just ran out just to let off some steam and get my mind off of you.
Okay.
So or off of missing you, man.
That was good, except for that part. Get my mind off of you, you raggedy pain
in my
mind ass,
off of
screaming,
right.
Big-headed banjo playing.
Articulate that a little better at the end, but otherwise that was a good plan.
Okay, so that was good, except for the part where it was a little less good. Don't say I want to get my mind off of you. Here's the whole thing. You're still being sneaky. Sneaky is not good. Here's what you do instead. I guarantee you if you do this, it'll work. I guarantee it. What you're going to do is what we call the rescue. And this is a sales technique, actually. And the basic of the thing is you deliver the negative, because what ends up happening is people tend to respond in a contrarian manner. And I'll ask you to test this to see if I'm right or wrong. So here's what you do. Tomorrow, anybody who's listening or watching, I want you to go out tomorrow to a group of people and just say, you know what? This weather's okay. This weather's pretty cool. I promise you, people will say, this weather is shit. Or do the opposite. Just say, man, this weather is crap. I promise you, people will say, oh, no, this weather's I love the weather. I love the cold. I like being able to see how hard my nipples are. It's a huge sales thing. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go for the rescue. talk to your wife and just say, hey, listen, you know, you're probably not going to be okay. This is probably not okay, but, you know, would it be a problem? Would it be a problem if I spent a couple days at in Vegas? I'm interested in seeing blank. Would it be a problem if I spent a couple days? Just ask her that. I guarantee you, because you said it as that, she will say, no, it's no problem. Because you're telling her you're open to the negative. You can shake your head, but it'll work.
No.
It'll work.
We can I call you that? We, if you want to come to Vegas, you're going to ask, as they always say, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
God, don't be.
Because if you ask for permission, the answer is going to be no. But if you ask for forgiveness and you do one or two items on that honey-do list before you go, you'll be okay.
Hey, babe, would you be upset if I went to Vegas? Hey, babe, would it make you unhappy if I went to Vegas? I won't do it if it will. She'll say go.
Now, what if she says no? You're fucked.
Well, then you don't go.
Exactly.
Yeah, but so if you do go...
Okay. The goal here is to go. The goal isn't to...
The goal is
you want to go and then you want to minimize the drama.
No, you want to go and stay married. I'm assuming. No, by the way, we actually don't know all the details. Do you want to stay married? If not, tell her to go fuck herself. Yeah. And then go. Just
repeat what I said the first time verbatim.
Just go and say, I want to get my mind off of you because that was a fantastic idea. But on the other hand, do the rescue. Place it, put it, you know, spin it in a negative. I promise you it will work all day. And I'm so confident that I am going to drink to it. Never drink on me. Never drink on me. Come on. Yeah. I find it fascinating that you continue to shake your head. What are you doing?
I just want one last comment on this, Wee. And you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
Scoreboard. Scott, take his advice. That's fine. Scoreboard. Scott, how many times have you been divorced? Oh. Wayne, how many times have you been divorced? Oh, never? I rest my case.
Oh, you know, that's a false analogy, right? You know, that's not a real argument. You understand that. How long have you been married scoreboard. This last time?
Scoreboard.
How long have you been married scoreboard. This time? How long have you been married this time? Oh, you don't even know how long you've been married. Uh-oh.
No, I got married in 2008.
And you still can't do the fucking math?
No, it's not germane to your argument.
Well, actually, I so love this. I can't believe you jumped into my shit about this. It is germane. Or Michael or any of the other Jacksons. It is those things.
Tito's my favorite.
He's everybody's favorite because he's...
He's Tito.
He's got a great name. Yeah. He's got a vodka.
Yeah.
It's not his vodka, he's got a vodka.
It is delicious, though.
Really?
It's handmade out of Texas.
Well, of course it is, but vodka is all the same.
Guess what
we're going to do next week?
Yeah.
Vodka tasting.
Oh.
You think you can bring it. Vodka?
I will absolutely.
You're going to lose your ass on this.
I will bring them. I'll let you mix them up and do the samples, and I will absolutely tell you what's
right. Bring me four.
Absolutely done.
Fucking hell, you're going to get beat the shit out of
this. Oh, that's going to be great. Tune in next week.
Okay. So next week will be vodka tasting with Wayne. Mm-hmm. Can you tell the difference between vodka? I argue it's impossible.
Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Have a drink. How germane, as he would say. Have a drink on me. This is a part of the show where I show you a picture of a bar or a pub or a speakeasy or a lounge, and you send in your guesses to where, Wayne?
Have a drink. Nope. What are we? There we go. Finally, the key catches up.
Jesus Christ.
Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hmm. One of the many domains in the Scott Whitney GoDaddy portfolio.
About 400 as last count. Now, here's what happens. I show you that picture. You send me the email, and then we take your answers like these, and then we put them in a hat, and we pull your answers from it. Now, there's some ways.
A hat like this?
Yes.
How about that?
There are several ways to increase the probability of winning by adding more than just one entry. So, for example, if you provide one of our opening intro videos,
boom,
you get another one. I like that. We're going to do that again. If you are the very first person that provides a Haddam entry,
boom,
you have another one. Let's say you are a video auteur. You send in a video Haddam entry. You know what happens?
Boom.
You get another entry. That's right. So you could, maybe you're in the live chat and you send in a Haddam entry.
Boom.
Boom. Chances that you could go from 1 to 4 possible entries. Has that ever happened before?
Oh, believe me. I have the carpal tunnel forming to tell you that it's happened.
Pops, 5-time winner in the live chat today. Why is he a 5-time winner? Because this motherfucker knows how to play the game. He keeps playing this one audio clip, which is, Pops, you sick fuck, or something horrible like that, which I don't believe I actually said. I think he picked it. Okay.
That was spliced together.
You old fuck. That's what it was. Pops, you old fuck. Here's a new version for you, Pops. Ready? Pops, you old fuck. Okay, here we go. Let's look at... Oh, almost forgot. Almost zigged when I should have zagged. Mm-hmm. Scott?
You have a history of that.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time. You know what happens? You know, Scott, you know what? I'm watching your show not just for the information, not just for the entertainment. Oh, sure, those are important. But I want more out of life. I realize that life is short-term in the big picture, but I want more. I want to be a deity. Huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that about you. What do you mean by a deity? Oh, what I'd like to be is a part of the galaxy of...
God.
Oh. Steve and Michael and Robert and Rosie, and then there is Michael and Scott and Mickey and Bud and Aaron, but there's more. Those two, by the way, are nudists. And Bob and his wife and Danny in the live chat. Shan, not Jen, and Craig and Glenn and Jimmy and Bob. There's more. There is Ken Hawaii and Stuart and Christina, whose all babies are because of my music, and Don and Jackie and Mike.
He's got up!
And Pops, who wins more than anybody else, and Sammy, and then there's Carol and a dog, and there's Chris, whose liver is in my backyard. Sorry, Chris. And Brett's dad, and your buddy Scott, and then of course there's Wayne. Kinda. Oh, I don't like that thing. Stop that. Okay, we're done with that.
And we're done.
And we're done. Kids. Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
Hands are right here.
No, hold on.
Right here.
That was interesting. That was actually playing the videos. Let me just show you Wayne. Wayne. Yeah. And there's your buddy Brett. Okay.
Okay.
19 out of 20 picked last week's winner. Here is last week's Have a Drink on Me, number 295. There it is. Do you recognize that?
Looks like a casino.
Nothing gets by you. You're a goddamn sharp as a
bull. Yeah.
Yes, no?
No.
Breeze Bar at Treasure Island. Breeze Bar at Treasure Island. And the third hint was?
T.I. Come on, it's 2017.
Actually, that was one of the hints, was it used to be a name. Now it's two letters.
Mm.
Okay. So 19 out of 20. Are you ready?
Sure.
With your hat. You know, we didn't tell them what they could win.
Oh,
the
I wonder,
fuck is wrong
there's
with
prizes
us?
Here?
Jesus, hold on. Here's what you can win if you, oh my God. I have Pops doing this all the time because I haven't seen you in a couple years, decades. Here's what you can win. Nope.
We'll get there. Don't worry. Stand by. Hey, if you want to support one of Scott's 400 GoDaddy addresses, you can start off with Timberworks.com. And from Timberworks Music, you can get yourself one of 3 Scott Whitney Music CDs, either Crisp Acoustic, Crisp Acoustic 2, or Kid Jazzathon. Timberworks.com. Maybe that's not your style.
No, don't do that anymore. That one I let go.
Kinda. No, it's still there.
Well, then it goes to a thing.
Okay. Hey, maybe VegasVideoNetwork.com is more your domain of choice. In that case, get yourself a Vegas Video Network visor. You can even take a Sharpie marker and add .com to the back if you like. It's adjustable, so if you have an extra large head, like the model shown here, you'll be fine in your adjustable Vegas Video Network visor.
I actually do have an extra large head. I don't like to be made fun of that.
And finally, if those two domains aren't your fancy, head on over to livinginlv.com, where you can see past episodes of the Living in Las Vegas podcast and see Not only...
What does that have to do with this last win?
Because the host of that show, Scott Whitney.
Yeah.
And you know what you can do with the host of that show? He'll take you out for a drink.
Oh, shit. It's like pulling... Okay, thank you very much, Wayne. I'm going to ask you to get to that part. Okay. So here we go. Ready? We can get rid of that. Okay, here we go.
Just trying to pimp the whole domain network.
You're pimping it, weren't you?
Yeah.
You're about ready to become an adopted dad, aren't you?
Timberworks.com. It
goes to a web page that holds a bunch of... I'm telling you, it goes to a web page that actually has a bunch of other of my old domains. Yeah, I know.
Timberworks Music.
No, I'm telling...
I'm looking at it.
I know, but if you look at the... Scroll to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll to the bottom.
Okay.
And then does it say something about other Whitney things?
No.
Oh, the fuck it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I'm looking at it. I can go to Scott Whitney Music or Great Relaxation Music.
Those were all my old websites that I've retired the site but kept the domain name.
Mm. Timberworks Music is for sale.
Yeah, if somebody wants to buy it for $1 million, I'll fucking sell it. Here we go. Okay. Number one. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's move that over here.
Ooh, piano. You have a piano after dark?
Oh, that was that gentleman is dead now. Oh. Way to go. Thanks for bringing me down. Way to go.
Well, then.
Nicely done. Okay. First one. Number one entry, Greg Tappas or Tapscott or Tappa. He comes by many, many names, but Gregor, number one for being in the number one. He gets another one for being number one. And guess what? He's in the live chat. Boom. He gets a third. That's a triple. Gregor. Way to go, Gregor. Nicely played. Next up, we've got Steve Riley Finch, arguably the most sophisticated name in all of the live chat. Steve gets one for being...
Kind of like Charles Nelson Riley.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my Charles Nelson Riley. Horrible Charles. Steve Riley gets one for the right answer, and Steve gets one for being in the live chat. Way to go, Steve.
Steve Riley?
Riley.
Riley. Oh, that's
like
right.
Charles Nelson Riley.
Right.
Without the Charles.
Not like North Carolina.
Nelson. Right.
These post outs. Oh, my goodness.
They're tricky. Next up, we got Gary Romberg. Oh!
Tomahawk said no.
Gary won last week.
Oh, and he put Gary. In
this one. Now, sometimes people know, they say, Pops is good at this. I know I can't win. But I still want to play. I just want you to know that I'm in. I'm part of your thing, and it's lovely. It makes me kind of happy, quite frankly. Mm. Gary, on the other hand, who's known as Mr. Testy,
greedy.
So here's the deal, Gary. Listen. This is you. Oh, Gary.
Thanks, now, Gary. I just died a little inside.
He has to meet with me. There's a good chance after this he won't want that. He'll be like, "Can I have a drink instead?"
You know what they say, Scott? I recommend a public place during daylight hours.
Oh, I have people following me with cameras just in case some crazy Haddam fuck just tries to hurt me or, you know, whatever. Next up, we've got Shad.
I don't follow you for that reason. It's just for my personal collection.
That's fair enough. Shad West. Another great name. What's your name? Shad West. Spy. I like it. He's from Utah, though. So he's from Syracuse, Utah.
Oh, well, then we know he won't be going for the drink.
He won't be having a drink. He'll be having a, could I have a water? One for the great dancer. Way to go. Moving forward. Leo Raposo. Now, Leo goes by a variety of names, none of which I can fucking remember, but way to go, Leo. Mm. Penny Gregory. She's won many times. I believe she has a whole wall full of hats. Next up, we got Michael Gerzwiski. I always up his name.
But sounds Irish.
I think he's in. Is that? I think that's you, Mike M. Shesky. Mike, is that you? I think it is. You know what? It's close enough. Let's give it to him.
Okay.
Michael G. gets one with the correct answer. Michael gets one more for being kind of in the live chat, even if he's not. We got Brett Barnes. Brett says, from Paradise, California. Last week he was underwater. This week he's just fine.
All right.
Isn't that nice?
Very serene.
Eric and Jen Norberg. Here's the thing about Eric and Jen. They're nice people. They're lovely.
They're my favorite Norbergs.
They're the best Norbergs on the East Coast.
Yeah.
East side.
Oh.
Here's the thing that they're not doing quite as well as they could. I'm assuming they're two people.
Okay.
Because if your given name is Eric and Jen, Mm-hmm. Well, then
I see that on Facebook.
You should talk to your parents. But what Eric and Jen should do is each put in their own individual entries to double their pleasure, double their fun. But the good news is, guess what? Eric and Jen is in the live chat. Eric and Jen gets one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat.
I mean, if they're watching this show together, I don't know that they need any more pleasure.
Right? They're probably naked right now, rubbing on each other. What the hell am I doing? I'll be up at 5 in the morning tomorrow watching people building brick walls. Kevin Whip from Canada.
Do you have any on-the-floor reporters? Like,
you should see this fucking setup. They've got probably 8 cameras there. It's a big deal. I'm literally just live streaming. They had so many problems. They've done this for 15 years. Hmm. They had so many problems with the streaming part. They just said, could you just stream the shit? When they called me last year, they're like, yeah, we're going to do this. I'm like, okay, so you need like 5 or 8 cameras. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so so you need camera people. And I'm like, well, we got all that. We just want you to stream it. Well, fuck, I can stream it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got Robert C. from the Pittsburgh. Robert was in our a previous Haddam winner. He's not greedy. He's just lucky. Way to go, Robert. And we've got Bob Thomas from St. Augustine, Florida. Bob was real late. He was here about a half hour before the show starts. Let's continue.
Goodness gracious.
Tim Bajur. B-J-U-R.
Bajur. I think that's Bjur, like Bjork, right?
I thought it was Bajur.
No, like Bjork, the pop singer from Iceland.
That's B.
Human Persuasion. Bjork?
How's that singing lesson going?
Well,
good? Feels good.
I keep waiting for you to show up. But
much better than it used to be. I think it's Bajur. You think it's what?
Bjur.
Bjur. Okay, Tim from Minnesota. Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It could be
Bjur.
Bjur. And Tim writes, he's going to be in Las Vegas the first week of July. You know what my favorite week ever in Las Vegas is? First week of July.
Oh.
It's hot. It's beautiful. It's sunny. Way to go, Tim.
It's a ways away.
But sure.
I mean, I guess everyone needs something to look forward to.
Eric Reed. Eric writes, I love this show. Eric has always been one of my favorites.
Hmm.
Anyway, Glenn Santa. Glenn is who I spent. Glenn and his beautiful wife, Kelly, we spent the New Year's with.
Oh, where at?
Well, we went to Baz over at the Venetian Palazzo, actually. Mm,
before that, though?
No, it was after that.
Oh, okay.
We went to Capitol Grove.
Oh, okay.
Brought to you by Capitol Grove. Took a while on this one. This one was a little tough for Glenn.
Really?
He's from Syracuse. Don't hold that against him.
Mm.
Is he in the live chat? Let me just double check.
I don't know, but Pops wants to make sure that Bob T.
Who's Bob T? Wayne, did you get Bob T? Who's Bob T? Did we talk him? Was he? Who's Bob T? If you're called Bob T, but you have a different name here, what am I supposed to do?
Bob Thomas.
Oh, did we just put that in there? Holy shit. Give him a beat. Bob T. There you go, Bob Thomas. Well, there he is.
How about that?
From St. Augustine, Florida. Way to go, Bobby.
All right.
Yeah, boy. By the way, you know what a lot of people do when they write in is they give me their live chat name so I can actually figure it out because I'm about as sharp as a bowling ball. We're moving forward. Mike Beatty says, soon to be in Vegas, hopefully first week of July so he could hang out with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Andy
Schulman. Did he get to go in the hat too? Or
no, did he go in?
No.
Oh, that's fantastic. That'd be like a sleight of hands. Andy Schulman says, you know what? For your big minimum wage deal last week, oh, you should have watched that show. You didn't, but it was fascinating.
I think it's hilarious.
The fiscal, medical, and Medicare at 7.65% gross. Actually, I went to a couple sites, and you may be right, Andy. I went to a couple sites, and it implied that even with that money put in for FICA and Medicare, you would still only pay $300, so you'd get money back. That's what it looked like at a couple sites. I don't disagree with what you're saying. It's still pretty cheap.
Did you go there on your Cox Business internet?
Are you done? Okay. Barbara Schott. Oh, I'm going to say this right. Barbara Schottenis.
Shotness.
No, it's not. It's Shotanis.
Oh, that's what you...
That's what I usually say is Shotness, but it's wrong. It's Shotanis. She's a big winner. She's won here. She's won on Travel, Eat, and Learn. She was in the studio about a month or so ago on Travel, Eat, and Learn. And guess what? She's in the live chat. It's not. I'm wrong. Barb Shotanis. 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 The accent's on the second syllable, right?
Syllable.
Congratulations on the live stream venture. I know it'll be great for your business. So Barb gets one for the correct answer. Barb gets one for being in the live chat. And guess what? Barb gets one more for saying nice things about live stream Las Vegas.
Well, there you go.
Why not?
And what's the address for that site again?
Livestream LV or Livestream Las Vegas.
.com. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that .Vegas domain?
It's bullshit. You know why? Who wants to type in .Vegas? By the way, it's $39 a domain. That's stupid. It's just stupid.
There you go.
And
these
who wants to type
thoughts and ramblings with Scott Whitney?
Vegas stuff. Dot fucking Vegas. What? Oh, they should do that next. Dot fucking Vegas. People are as likely to type dot fucking Vegas as they are dot Vegas. Okay.
All right.
And finally, it's a shame that guy doesn't have an opinion. Finally, we've got Pops. Pops gets one for the correct answer, one for the live chat. This is why he's won five of these.
Oh, boy. Buckle your seatbelts, kids.
Buckle up.
Captain has illuminated the fastest seat.
And one more for this video, Opus. Opus. Let's begin.
We've been gate crashed.
Howdy, howdy.
JJ Kale.
Can't believe his link is gone.
Hey, kids. I set the timer on the camera for 10 seconds and wasn't even sure I could climb back here into this corner before the timer went off. I don't know anything about T.I. and I don't know anything about the Breeze Bar. Just the name of the bar reminds me of the song The Breeze. It was made famous by Lynyrd Skynyrd, but was not written by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It was.
By the way, that's a nice looking drum set, Pops. God damn it, it's a nice set.
Written by J.J. Cale. It was a much smoother country sounding song, J.J.'s version. I like both versions. This has been the Musical Minute with Pops on the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. See ya.
Pops, you old fuck.
Okay. Are you ready, my friend?
They're out.
Here we go.
I didn't really like that entry anyway.
I hated that guy anyway. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm doing with my shows, Andy. Here we go.
All right.
And the winner is?
From the hundreds of entries. We have, look at this.
What do we got?
Is it
a multi-winner?
I'm not sure. But I'll say the first name. I'll let you say the last name.
Okay.
First name, Barb. Last name,
Shotanis. That's wrong, too. There you go, Barb. She has won before. She basically wins every prize available on the Vegas Video Network.
Way to go. Vegas Video Barb. Network.
Shotanis. Shotanis.
I'll let you figure it out and let me know next week.
God damn it. All right, way to go, Barb. All right, here is this
week. After four shots of vodka, I'll be saying it correctly.
I'll be Shotanis. All right, there we go. Here is this week's Have a Drink Upon Moi. La-da-dee, la-da-da. Okay, only two hints.
Only two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hint number one, it is a fortunate mythical creature. A fortunate mythical creature. That's fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic. I have goosebumps right now.
Fantastic. Hint number one, a fortunate mythical creature. Hint number two, it could have been named Luciano's lizard.
It started off so promising.
Could have been named Luciano's lizard. And to think I get paid for this.
I know.
If you know the answer, you're going to send that
email to... Do you give
yourself
a writing credit in the...
Yeah, damn right I did. Of course I do.
All right, good.
I'm hard.
Hey, if you don't know what it is, good luck to you. I don't know how you tie your shoes in the morning. For the rest of you, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Have a drink. We got to keep things, you know, don't want to exhaust Scotty for the next person. So have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
By the way, most winners have more than one drink on me.
Do they really?
Nope. I buy one drink, but we end up having more than one drink. It's just like that. Thank you very much, Wade. Whoops. Get back over there, you rat bastard. Don't do what I just did there. Okay. Hey, thanks for playing along, everybody. You guys are the bestest in the world. I don't say that because I mean it. I say it because it's in the script, Duncan. Hey, if you want to leave us a voicemail, we already know how to email us. It's on our queue at livinginlv.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, you're going to go to our website, click the little red tab on the right side, and then you're going to click that thing that says start recording. And because you have a microphone attached to your computer, guess what will happen? You'll leave us a voicemail. We're also on iTunes. Hey, if you're watching us or listening to us, just give us a five-star thing and tell people you like us. If you're watching us on YouTube, which you can find us, share us, thumbs up, do all those good things as well. We're also on Roku with over 73,000 installs, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple and Google, and Fire TV, Google Play, and of course, we're on the VegasVideoNetwork.com website, so please stop by and tell your friends about that as well. I'm your buddy Scott, and there's your buddy Wayne. We'll see you guys next week, where vodka will be pouring, and Wayne's going to prove once again, just like Irish pubs and nature excursions, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about on the Vegas Video Network. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Way over than I expected.
Yeah, I was only, what is
show,
70?
It's not going to be distributed in like a day because I can't do it tomorrow.
I said 77 or 79. I was within 10 minutes.